Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this second Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, O Christ the Healer, we have come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Luke chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, What is your name? And he said, Legion, for many demons had entered him, and they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, then they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much God had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Cast out all sins and evil desires from us, and pour into our hearts your Holy Spirit to guide us into all blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, "God Will Take Care of You." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again as we respond to God the Father's love and forgiveness through His Son Jesus Christ, and to sit at the feet of Jesus, to be clothed in His righteousness and in our own right state of mind. And as we return to our own home and let everyone know how much God has indeed done for us, as we proclaim his love, goodness, kindness, mercy, and compassion. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 8, with special attention to verse 39. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever been tormented by anyone? Yes, have you ever been tormented mentally or abused verbally and physically by anyone? I'm certain all of us have. And when we are tormented or abused by others, it certainly does not make us feel very good about ourselves. It makes us feel very bad, inadequate, and sometimes even spiritually unclean. It hurts our self-esteem and self-confidence. Sometimes we are tormented because of the way we look, or the way we talk, or the way we walk, or even for that matter, the way we dress ourselves. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I am certain it does. This has happened to all of us, either during our childhood, as a teenager, a young adult, and even as senior citizens. This is especially true when we are tormented or abused by our own family or close friends, because then it really hurts. It hurts us deeply. Because that is precisely what happened to this man, except that he was tormented by many demons. As Jesus, the 12 disciples, and the women sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee, Jesus was ready to share the good news of the kingdom of God to the outsiders, the Gentiles, as he was suddenly greeted by a man who was tormented by everyone in the city as an outcast and would not allow him to come back to his own family and community. This man was plagued and tormented by demons for a long time, so that he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. He was a danger to those who lived inside of the community. And if he was not kept under guard and bound with chains, he would certainly break the bonds and be driven by the demons into the desert. He also wore no clothes and walked around naked, since the demons had taken away his dignity. He also had not lived in a house with his family, but lived among the tombs with the dead at the cemetery. It was also reported that this man would scream and cut himself with sharp rocks, with dozens of bleeding cuts, infected scabs, scars, and filth. We read in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 5, beginning verse 3, "This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones." Unfortunately, he was dehumanized by everyone in his family and in the community. No one cared about him, and he was kept away from everyone, and they lived in constant fear of him. And as soon as this man saw Jesus at a distance, he cried out and fell before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" And then, as he was possessed by the demons, he accused Jesus, saying, "I beg you, do not torment me." "Why? Because this man knew that Jesus had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of him. And it was then that Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, saying, "Legion, for many demons had entered him." As a matter of fact, the demons inside this man begged Jesus not to command them to depart into the abyss. On the contrary, they asked and begged Jesus to let them enter a large herd of pigs that were feeding there on the hillside. So Jesus did, as he gave the demons permission to come out of this man and enter a herd of pigs nearby. And yet, once they entered the herd of pigs, the demons were destroyed as they were rushed down into the lake where they all drowned. So when this man was finally rehabilitated, clothed, and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus, you would think they would be glad and excited about his recovery. Not so. On the contrary, usually when Jesus healed someone, the crowd was always happy. But here, the people were not happy at all. As a matter of fact, when the herdsmen heard about it, they went and told the townspeople what had happened. And as they came to see this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and yet they were still afraid of this man and even asked Jesus to leave after having healed him from demon possession, for they were seized with great fear. So Jesus got into the boat and left. And even though this man asked to come with Jesus, he sent him away saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." Unfortunately, unlike the story of the prodigal son, in which the father said, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found," and then had a celebration, that did not happen with this man. There was no celebration. Instead, Jesus told him to return to his own home and tell everyone what God had done for him. And he did. He went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Have we ever been tormented by anyone? Tormented or verbally, physically, and mentally abused by anyone? The answer is yes. We have also been tormented every time we have been deceived and tempted by the devil. And especially when we have been tormented or verbally and physically abused by others, sometimes in our own family and in the circle of our friends, at school or in our neighborhood, as a child, a teenager, a young adult, and even as senior citizens. This is especially true when a child or teenager is tormented and bullied at school, or having been born with Down syndrome or any physical defect or handicap. When a grandmother or grandfather are abused verbally and physically because they have been stricken with dementia. Still others caught in poverty and homelessness as they are literally shunned by our society and no one seems to care about them either. That's why we need Jesus. Jesus does not send us away empty-handed. He accepts us for who we are and what we are by the grace of God. Jesus offers us his healing through his love and forgiveness so that we can be restored again spiritually and made clean from our sins and iniquities. To sit at the feet of Jesus and be clothed with his righteousness and be in control of ourselves, in our own right state of mind, so that we are no longer deceived, tempted, and possessed by the devil, but set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all our sins and unrighteousness. And finally, to also listen to Jesus and return to our own home, and let everyone know how much God has indeed done for us. as we go away and proclaim throughout the whole community in the Big Bear Valley how much Jesus has done for us with his love, goodness, kindness, mercy, and compassion. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we respond to God the Father's love and forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ, and sit at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his righteousness, and in our own right mind and senses. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we respond to God the Father's love and forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, There is a Balm in Gilead. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, today we continue to pray for the families who have lost their loved ones through mass killings during the past month, for peace and an end to the invasion and war in Ukraine, to keep us safe from any danger, harm, or evil, from any cyber attacks and the threat of a nuclear war, to help us cope with the economic inflation right now, to help us with the call for gun control in our nation without compromising the Second Amendment, to protect the members of the United States Supreme Court and their families from any threats of harm or danger, to protect law enforcement as they enforce law and order in the streets of our nation, and to curb and stop the illegal immigration into our southern border. Father, we also pray again for all those who are sick or recovering from their illness in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and especially here at our church, and any others in need of your help, as well as keeping us and everyone else safe and healthy from the strain of another coronavirus. Gracious and merciful Father, we also ask that you continue to help us at Shepherd in the Pines as we continue to struggle financially to keep our ministry alive and the doors of our church open. Father, we ask these petitions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On the second Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Amen.